This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frascas. Passenger rail on the Front Range is one step closer. That's after RTD and state boards approved the design funds and to use existing money for the project. CPR spent to Berkland.
The state and RTD are moving forward with plans for a train from Denver to Fort Collins via Boulder. The target start is 2029. Jack Wheeler Barajas heads the Colorado Rail Passenger Association and says the RTD vote to help fund the design was a milestone.
The vote was 14-1 to advance the engineering funding and also approve the term sheet with Burlington Northern Santa Fe, the host railroad that owns the track between Denver and Fort Collins. And that established the expectations of future funds that will be required from RTD.
It's meant to be the first phase of the larger Front Range passenger rail line from Pueblo to Fort Collins. Voters in impacted communities would need to approve a sales tax to fund the full thing, which is likely to be on the November ballot. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Friday nights out may get a lot longer. The city of Denver is proposing that bars and nightclubs can stay open until 4 a.m., though they still would have to stop serving alcohol at 2 a.m. The goal is to avoid the 2 a.m. exodus that sometimes leads to chaos and fights on the streets. The proposal is part of a bigger effort to streamline how the city of Denver licenses entertainment venues. A city council committee will consider the changes in June. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 5:06.